新世纪研究生公共英语教材，听说第二版，上，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版。第一和
Listening and Speaking, Second Edition. Lesson 1, Music. Part A, Getting Started. Short Conversations. Listen to the tape carefully and choose the right answer to each question you have heard. 1. By the way, Jane, did you talk to the consultant about our new health program?
I contacted his office.But his secretary said he would be out for lunch until 2.
Question. What does the woman mean?
2. We need to let everyone know about the charity concert, but we don't have much money for advertising.
How about using the school radio station? They broadcast free public service announcements.
Question. What does the man suggest they do?3. I don't understand why the self-study book doesn't have answers to the questions.
But it does. You can find them at the back of the book.
Question. What does the man say about the self-study book?
4. The new sales manager says he's never met you before.
We've been introduced about 3 times. He seems a little forgetful.
Question.What do we learn about the new sales manager? 5. Have you had the brakes and tires checked? And do you have enough money?
I have taken care of everything, and I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful trip.
Question. What's the woman going to do? 6. I've had my new stereo for a whole week, but I haven't yet figured out how to record a cassette.
Didn't an instruction manual come with it?
Question. What does the woman imply?
7. I want to pay you for that long-distance call I made, but I suppose you haven't gotten your phone bill yet.
Oh, but I have.
Question. What can be known about the man?
8. Professor Smith assigned us 3 more novels to read.
He must think you don't have any other classes.
Question. What can be inferred about Professor Smith? 9. Let's go watch the fireworks tonight.
I have tickets to the theater.
Question. What plans does the man have that night? 10. I am exhausted. I stayed up the whole night studying for my history midterm exam.
Why do you always wait till the last minute?
Question. What can be inferred about the man? 11. I'll be coming straight from work, so I'll have to pack a change of clothes.
It's only a barbecue. Jeans and t-shirts will be fine.
Question. What does the woman imply?
12. I'm going to the snack bar for a cup of coffee. Would you like me to bring you back something?
Not from the snack bar, but could you pick up a paper for me?
Question. What does the man want the woman to do?
13. I don't understand how this budget was calculated.
Let me have a look, okay?
Question. What does the woman mean?
14. We need a 4th player for tennis this morning. Do you want to join us?
I've got a class at 9, but Carol is free, and she is really good.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? 15. Have you saved enough to buy that new printer for your computer yet?
You know, money seems to be burning a hole in my pocket lately. Maybe next month.
Question. What is the man likely to do the following month?
Part B, Intensive Listening. Music. Passage 1, American Music. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard.
One of America's most important exports is her modern music. American music is played all over the world. It is enjoyed by people of all ages in every country. Although the lyrics are in English, people who don't speak English can enjoy it too. The reasons for its popularity are its fast pace and the rhythmic beat. Music has many origins in the United States. Country music, coming from the rural areas in the southern United States, is one source. Country music features simple themes and melodies describing day-to-day situations and the feelings of country people. Many people appreciate this music because of the emotions expressed by country music songs. A second origin of American pop music is the blues. It depicts mostly sad feelings, reflecting the difficult lives of American blacks. It is usually played and sung by black musicians, but it is popular with all Americans. Rock music is a newer form of music. This music style, featuring fast and repetitious rhythms, was influenced by the blues and country music. It was first known as rock and roll in the 1950s. Since then, there have been many forms of rock music, hard rock, soft rock, and others. Many performers of rock music are young musicians. American pop music is marketed to a demanding audience. Now, pop songs are heard on the radio several times a day. Some songs have become popular all over the world. People hear these songs sung in their original English, or sometimes translated into other languages. The words may differ, but the enjoyment of the music is universal. 1. Which group of people enjoy American music?
2. Why is American music so popular in every country?
3. What can be learned from the passage?
4. What do you know from the passage?
5. Which of the following is not true, according to the passage?
Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the chart below. Passage 2. Music in different cultures. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard. In Western culture, music is regarded as good by birth, and sounds that are welcome are said to be music to the ears. In some other cultures, for example, the Islamic culture, it is of little value, associated with sin and evil. In the West and in the high cultures of Asia, it is said that there are three types of music. First, classical music, composed and performed by trained professionals, originally under the support of courts and religious establishments. Second, folk music, shared by the population at large and passed on orally. And third, popular music, performed by professionals, spread through radio, television, records, film, and print, and consumed by the mass public. Music is a major component in religious services, theater, and entertainment of all sorts. The most universal use of music is as a part of religious rituals. In some tribal societies, music appears to serve as a special form of communication with supernatural beings, and its prominent use in modern Christian and Jewish services may be the leftover of just such an original purpose. Another less obvious function of music is social adherence. For most social groups, music can serve as a powerful symbol. Members of most societies share keen feelings as to what kind of music they belong to. Indeed, some minorities, including in the USA, Black Americans and Ewer American groups, use music as a major symbol of group identity. Music also symbolizes military, patriotic, and funerary moods and events. In a more general sense, music may express the central social values of a society. In Western culture, the interrelationship of conductor and orchestra symbolizes the need for strong cooperation among various kinds of specialists in a modern industrial society.
1. In what culture is music regarded as good by birth?
2. Which of the following is performed by professionals?
3. Which of the following is not true according to the passage?
4. According to the passage, what is the most universal use of music?
5. Which of the following is not symbolized by music according to the passage?
Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the statements below. Passage 3, jazz. Exercises. Listen to the passage twice and summarize the origin of jazz with the words and phrases given.
Music comes in many forms. Many countries have a style of their own. Poland has its folk music. Hungary has its czardas. Argentina is famous for the tango. The U.S. is known for jazz, a type of music that has gained worldwide popularity. Jazz is America's contribution to popular music. While classical music follows formal European tradition, jazz is rather free-form. It is full of energy, expressing the moods, interests, and emotions of the people. In the 1920s, jazz sounded like America, and so it does today. The origins of jazz are as interesting as the music itself. Jazz was invented by black Americans who were brought to the southern states as slaves. They were sold to farm owners and forced to work long hours in the cotton and tobacco fields. The work was hard and life was short. When a slave died, his friends and relatives would gather and carry the body to have a ceremony before they buried him. There was always a band with them. On the way to the ceremony, the band played slow, solemn music suitable for the situation. But on the way home, the mood changed. Spirits lifted. Everyone was happy. Death had removed one of their members, but the living were glad to be alive. The band played happy music. This music made everyone want to dance. This was an early form of jazz. Music has always been important to African Americans. The people who were unwillingly brought to America from West Africa had a rich musical tradition. In the fields, they made up work songs. Singing made the hard work go faster. And when they accepted Christianity, these songs became lovely spirituals, which have become an everlasting part of American music.
Part D. Extensive listening. The path to power. In this part, you are going to hear a longer passage. The passage is printed below with some words and expressions missing. As you listen, fill in each of the blanks with the words and expressions you have heard.
I was born into a home which was practical, serious, and intensely religious. Indeed, my father was much in demand as a lay preacher in and around Grantham. Our lives revolved around Methodism. The family went to Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock, but before that, I would have gone to morning Sunday school. There was Sunday school again in the afternoon. Later, from about the age of 12, I played the piano for the smaller children to sing the hymns. Then my parents would usually go out again to the Sunday evening service. This I found somewhat too much of a good thing. But on a few occasions, I remember trying to get out of going. But when I said to my father that my friends were able to go out for a walk instead, and I would like to join them, he would reply, "Never do things just because other people do them." In fact, this was one of his favorite expressions used when I wanted to learn dancing, or sometimes when I wanted to go to the cinema, or out for the day somewhere. Whatever I felt at the time, the sentiment stood me in good stead, as it did my father. My father's sense of duty, however, always had its gentle side. I remember a discussion between my father and a churchgoer about the prodigal son of a friend, who, after running through his parents' savings, had turned up penniless and with the young family on their doorstep. The churchgoer was clear. The boy was no good, would never be any good, and should be shown the door. My father's reply is vivid in my mind. "No," he said, "a son remains a son, and he must be greeted with all the love and warmth of his family when he turns to them. Whatever happens, he must always be able to come home." As this suggests, my father was a man of firm principles. "Your father always sticks to his principles," as my mother would say, but he did not believe in applying these principles in a way which made life wretched for everyone else.
Part E, Listening for Pleasure. Pop Songs. You're the One.
May 12 angels guard you while you sleep. Maybe that's a waste of angels, I don't know. I'd do anything to keep you safe from the danger that surrounds us. Little by little, bit by bit, little bit by little bit, now you got it, that's it. What are you thinking? Things will go sour. Take a temperature every hour. Nervous when you own it. Nervous when it's gone. What do you think has been going on for so long? Thank you.
Lesson 2. Holidays. Part A. Getting started. Short conversations. Listen to the tape carefully and choose the right answer to each question you have heard. 1. Do you still want to go to graduate school after you get out of college?
I've changed my mind about that. I want to start working before I go back to school.
Question. What is the woman's plan? 2. We've got a whole hour before the Browns come by to pick us up.
Yeah, but we'd better get moving.
Question. What does the woman suggest they do? 3. I'm thinking of getting a new printer.
I'd invest in a laser printer. The print quality is much better.
Question. What does the woman mean?
4. I've got a coupon for half-off dinner at the new restaurant down the street. I think I'll use it when my cousin comes for a visit this weekend.
Where did you get it? I wouldn't mind trying that place out, too.
Question. What does the man want to know? Five. What's Laura doing here today? I thought she was supposed to be out of the office on Mondays.
She decided she'd rather have Fridays off instead.
Question. What can be inferred about Laura?
6. I need to find a new roommate.
So John's going to California after all?
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? 7. My math assignment's due tomorrow morning, and I haven't even started it yet.
I'll miss you at the party tonight.
Question. Why does the woman say so?
8. Those packages took forever to arrive.
But they did arrive, didn't they?
Question. What does the man say about the packages?
9. My parents are coming to see our apartment this weekend.
Looks as if I'd better lend you my vacuum cleaner, then.
Question. What is the woman's implication? 10. Sarah, did you have a chance to buy that new novel you wanted?
No, but I had Doris get it for me.
Question. What does Sarah say about the novel? 11. I've been waiting all week for this concert. The Philharmonic is supposed to be excellent, and with our student discount, the tickets will be really cheap.
I'm afraid I left my student ID in my other purse.
Question. What does the woman imply? 12. The university bookstore opens at 9 in the morning.
Oh, dear. I need a textbook for my 8 o'clock class today.
Question. What is the woman's problem? 13. The storm last night damaged some of the neighbors' roofs.
No wonder.
Question. What is the woman's reaction to what the man says? 14. You've certainly been reading that one page for a long time.
Well, I'm being tested on it tomorrow.
Question. How do you interpret what the woman says?
15. Another thing we need to do is show the new students around the town. You know, show them all the sights of the area.
I don't see why we need to do that ourselves. I understand the visitor center offers a wonderful bus tour.
Question. What does the man suggest they do?
Part B. Intensive listening. Holidays. Passage 1. Holidays in Britain and the U.S. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard. People in the U.S. get a 2-week paid vacation from their job every year. Most British people have 4 or 5 weeks paid holiday a year. Americans often complain that 2 weeks are not enough, especially when they hear about the longer holidays that Europeans enjoy. In addition,
There are 8 days in each European country which are public holidays. The British call them bank holidays. And many of these fall on a Monday, giving people a long weekend. What do people do in Britain and the US when they are on holidays? In the US, outdoor vacations are popular, for example, at the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, or other national parks and forests. Young people may go walking or camping in the mountains. Many people have small trailers in which to travel, or if they have a car, they may stay at motels on the journey. Disneyland and Disney World are also popular. In addition, people can go skiing in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. Some children go to summer camp for a holiday during the summer vacation from school, where they do special activities such as sports or crafts. When Americans want a holiday for fun in the sun, they usually go to Florida, Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. They may go to Europe for culture, for example, to see art, plays, and places of historic interest. In Britain, many people like to go to the seaside for holidays. There are places near the sea, such as Blackpool, Scarborough, and Bournemouth, where there is plenty to do, even when it rains. People also like to go to the countryside, especially to walk, in places like Scotland, Wales, and the Lake District. When the British go abroad, they usually want to go somewhere warm. Spain and the Spanish islands of Mallorca and Ibiza are popular, as are other places in southern Europe. For skiing, people often go to the Alps.
1. How long is the paid vacation Americans can enjoy every year?
2. About how many days of additional public holidays are there for each European country every year?
3. Where do Americans usually go for fun in the sun?
4. Where do Americans usually spend their holidays for culture?
5. British people usually go to Spain for holidays. What for?
Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you have heard.
1. Many of the public holidays fall on a Friday in Britain.
2. Americans like to do outdoor activities during their vacations.
3. Some American children do some special activities at summer camps during their vacations.
4. When British people go abroad, they usually go for culture.
5. For the British, the Alps is a favorite spot for skiing.